32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
It's a great pleasure today to introduce a brand new product from 32GI on our sports nutrition podcast. It's called Crampasalt. It's an electrolyte gel. And on the podcast joining us is Mark Wolf to talk about this fantastic new market. Of course, Hydrate launched into the market in the last couple of months as well. And this is a fantastic product along that line. It will fall into the hydration camp. Mark, first of all, just talk us through Crampasalt, what's in it, and how it came about.
We're very excited about Crampasalt. I think it's a very unique gel, and it's a first to market as far as an electrolyte gel goes. One of the things that 32GI prides itself on is actually that we always look at the convenience of the delivery mechanism of anything that an athlete's going to take. Unfortunately, if you're having a look at electrolyte products, they're generally in the form of a liquid solution, so they're tied down to a bottle, or people are taking salt tablets or anti-cramp tablets, etc. And we thought that putting this into a gel format, a very small, easily convenient snap gel pack, is a much easier way for people to consume it. For runners specifically that battle with carrying products with them, especially, you know, carrying a water bottle, for example, which is not the most convenient, this makes it so much more convenient to be able to deliver electrolytes on the go.
Now, Mark, you talked about sort of a release mechanism and, you know, what is in there? I mean, look, when it comes to cramping, there's no, you know, sure thing. Of course, often under training, weather conditions, you know, dehydration, which this will aid, but there's no guarantee. But what are the sort of markers within the product that are going to aid people with trying to offset the risk of cramping?
I think you nailed it spot on. Generally, we find that most people cramp because they have under-trained or under-conditioned muscles. And that leads to overstressing of the muscles, and it can lead to cramping. However, nutrition or dehydration, for example, can be a trigger of cramping when somebody loses an excessive amount of fluid. And as temperatures climb, sometimes we need more minerals to be able to increase that fluid absorption. So Crampasalt is designed with a nice amount of sodium in it. And what's nice about it is that it also has potassium, it has magnesium and calcium. And all of these electrolytes help pull the fluid into the muscles nicely and help delay that onset of muscle fatigue. So it definitely helps with hydration. Depending on what a person requires and what their sweat rate is, you could take 1 an hour, you could take 2 an hour. You would obviously need to try this in training and make sure that you understand how it works. So the first aspect of the gel is hydration aspect and making sure that somebody is able to stay hydrated by consuming the gel and then taking liquid separate to that. The second aspect is, let's say the cramps are already triggered. We know that we can try and stop cramping. There's a number of products worldwide which create a neuromuscular trigger. We know that pickle juice, for example, is quite popular, as well as things like capsicum annuum, which is supposed to trigger a neuromuscular response and try and stop the cramps. I don't think pickle juice is very easy to give to any athlete, and some can't stand the taste. So we decided to put some capsicum annuum into this electrolyte gel to act as a potential cramp stopper.
Now, also, I mean, you talked about sodium. Of course, there's sodium in it. It's designed for cramping. But to offset that, you're going to give it a bit of a sort of salted caramel flavor. But so, sort of that balances it. It's not sweet at all, or not too sweet, but it also balances it from not being too salty.
Yeah, so it's not overly sweet. There's a slight sweetness to it. The salted caramel obviously is quite a nice flavor. And it has got a little bit of a kick from the capsicum annuum trigger, but it's actually very pleasant to use. We've obviously tried and tested it, and we are quite excited to get the feedback from customers.
Now, it's not completely, if you look at the Hydrate tablets, it's not carb-free. There's a little bit of carbohydrates in there. But in saying that, it's not a sort of pure carbohydrate gel. So using Crampasalt would work well with using the regular 32GI gels in a race?
100%. There's only 8 grams of carbs in this gel. So you're talking about 32 calories in the form of carbohydrates. You could actually increase your carbohydrate intake by having this in between, a little bit of a top-up. For those runners or athletes that are more minimalistic fuelers that don't want to take in a lot of carbohydrates, might be the perfect product to utilize during long training sessions.
And how would Crampasalt sort of work with the rest of the 32 GI range? Of course, you've got Endure Hydrate, Recover sort of post-race. Is it something that you'd use just during the race? Could you use it to aid recovery if you're doing multiple day racing? Where does it sort of fit in? Can you use it with the other products at the same time?
Look, personally, I would take this as a backup in case I was feeling dehydrated and I needed to pull some more fluid into my system by adding in some minerals. When I run, I do not run with a water bottle. So I would definitely carry some of these gels along with me on a running route. And if I needed to consume, I definitely would. If you already have hydrate in a bottle, of course, there would be no need for you to add a Crampasalt from an electrolyte perspective along with it. However, if you're cramping and you want to have access to the capsaicin annum trigger, then I would suggest maybe you do take it along because it might be able to stop the cramps during exercise.
Well, for any endurance athlete, Mark touched on a good point there. You know, even if you're not going to use it, to have that in your reservoir, in your sort of reserves, just in case, because it doesn't matter what form of exercise you're doing. If you go long, there's a good chance that you could cramp. Mark, lastly, I just wanted to ask you, of course, it's like possibly an ideal sort of product for runners. But in saying that, cyclists, triathletes, this is a universal product. Again, it's about sort of endurance and minimalizing that risk, which doesn't apply just to runners. It applies across the board.
Well, for triathletes, absolutely, because you have to remember, especially long-distance triathlons, it's a long day out. You know, from the swim to the bike to the run, the temperatures are climbing. You're definitely losing more fluid later on in the race, more towards the run and during the run than you are earlier on. And generally in a triathlon, the focus is actually more on the hydration side than actually the energy side. The bike is more about getting those tanks topped up and making sure that you fuel properly and empowering your run. But on the run, you then generally tend to lose a lot more fluid than you do on the bike, obviously because on the bike you're also exposed to more wind and, you know, it does help cool the body down. But once you get onto the run, temperatures start to climb, you're losing a lot more fluid. This will definitely help any triathlete. As far as a cyclist goes, again, long cycling routes, etc., many hours out there on the bike, as the temperatures pick up, you're losing more fluid. Sometimes the cyclist doesn't want to be tied down to a carbohydrate drink or to a flavored drink. In this case, he could have a bottle of water and he could be using the Crampasalt completely separately and be able to provide him his electrolytes in order to be able to stay hydrated, and he would be able to consume water separately along with it.
Well, sounds like a little lifesaver to me in a bag, and something that could become so vital with any sort of ultra or in endurance event. Mark Wolf, thank you. The product sounds amazing. If you haven't sort of tried it yet, it is on the market. And for more information about it, you can just log on to our website, 32GI.com.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.